91X News.
It's 0 degrees and lightly snowing at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. Closing arguments in a shocking murder trial have resumed after a bomb threat forced the evacuation of the courthouse this morning in Kingston. Justice Robert Merringer said heightened security measures taken after the threat have slowed down the process of getting the many spectators back inside the building. But he has assured the jury the Crown will finish its closing arguments today, and after an early start Friday, he will take the whole day to give his final instructions to the jury. The verdict will be in the jury's hands tomorrow afternoon or early evening. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their son Hamed are charged with first-degree murder in the so-called honor killings of four female family members. A wake-up call was given by the law in Belleville. Four people were arrested and stolen property was seized at a West End residence this morning. Members of Project Long Arm, Belleville Emergency Response Team, and the K-9 Unit carried out the search warrants. Belleville residents 24-year-old Terry Williams Teeple and 20-year-old Gage Kenneth Teeple are each charged with one count of possession of property obtained by crime. Both men were also arrested on outstanding warrants for fraud, use of a stolen credit card, and possession of property obtained by crime. They are both being held for a bail hearing. Sterling resident Patrick French, who is 19 years old, and a 15-year-old female young offender are each charged with possession of property obtained by crime. French will appear in court on March the 8th. Deer hunting season is coming to a close in Ontario, but a rising number of hunters have turned their sights towards other game. Matthew Kerr has the story.
It has been on the rise, and this year was no different. In 2011, over 18,000 students took the Hunter Safety Course. That number has gone up each of the past 10 years. Ontario Federation of Fishers and Anglers Leslie Goodwin says it is not only deer that have been in the target.
They hunt bear, moose, and deer for big game, and many also enjoy small game hunting.
Woods and Water Master Taxidermist Robert Goudreau says that this year marked an increase in bear hunting.
A lot of bears. Bear numbers are certainly overpopulated. We get a lot of bear rugs to get done and bear heads, so that's another increasing number, and I did get a lot of waterfowl this year as well.
Goudreau says women are the fastest growing group of hunters. Matthew Kerr, 91X News.
Some residents might have been left blowing in the wind, but an online discussion last night on wind turbines cleared the air for some who had lingering questions. Trish Allison has more.
Last night, citizens in Prince Edward County were given an opportunity to debate and discuss the controversial wind energy project planned for Ostrander Point. The online discussion hosted more than 200 site visitors who proposed numerous questions on a variety of issues. Many questions were addressed to panelists, including Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Mertens. Mertens firmly opposes the project, but says last night's discussion was a success.
It seemed to draw quite a number of participants, as these discussions typically do, or the issue typically does. So I think in that regard, it worked quite well.
The event was the brainchild of Prince Edward County resident Nicole Klinstuber. The third-year advanced journalism student has had an interest in the issue for a couple of years. She says she's happy with how the event turned out.
It was nice to see the community connect with the panelists. I know there was a lot of outstanding questions and concerns that the community had.
Even though some of the issues were addressed, the debate on wind energy continues. Trish Allison, 91X News.
The OPP have identified a man killed in a collision near Havelock. Police say 19-year-old Jason Robert Millick of Marmara was pronounced dead at the scene last night after the collision on Highway 7. His vehicle crossed the center line and was struck by a transport truck. The driver of the transport was not injured. Meanwhile, emergency crews responded to at least three multi-vehicle collisions in the Port Hope and Cobourg areas due to icy conditions on Highway 401 and other local roads. The Quinney Arts Council was relieved with an $18,000 grant from Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith. The QAC had to reduce their staff due to the current economy. Carol Feeney, executive director of the Quinty Arts Council, says the money will go towards hiring a volunteer coordinator.
It means that we have an extra person on staff that is dedicated to help building our human resources. It's very important, not just for now, but to build into the future.
The money will also allow the QAC to manage their volunteers using volunteer impact software. The Prime Minister has told top world economic powers he will transform the country's pension system to curtail government costs. But officials say details won't come until the spring budget. In a major speech at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Stephen Harper also mentioned reforms in immigration as well as research and development. He says the idea is to position Canada as a more competitive force in a global economy, and to confront the pressures of an aging population. The lone survivor of a deadly plane crash in northern Ontario says he still doesn't understand why the crash near the tiny native community of North Spirit Lake happened. Brian Shedd says he tried to free other passengers and put out a fire on one of the wings. He says he is still haunted by guilt.
I relive it every night, constantly thinking, you know, could I have done something differently that might have changed something? Could I have, you know, forget the firework on trying to get people out of their seats? I don't know. There's a lot of what ifs. There's a lot of questions that I'm struggling to an extent with right now.
Four other people perished in the crash. The Transportation Safety Board has not determined a cause. That's 91X News to 506. Renee Rogers has sports next.
Doyle's Windows presents five great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number one, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number two, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number three, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number four, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number five, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In the OHL, the Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs at 7 o'clock. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. Wearing the red and white for your country is always a dream, and for three girls, that dream will become a reality. Reporter Lane Sador has the story of three young women whose hockey playing has prepared them for another sport.
Christy McKinney, Victoria Chapman, and CJ Tipping all play for the Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team. But hockey isn't what they'll don the red and white for. The three girls will travel overseas to play on Canada's first ever under-19 women's floorball team. Team Canada will compete in the under-19 floorball championships in Slovakia this spring. McKinney wasn't completely sold on the sport of floorball at first.
At first I was like, what kind of sport is this? And I kind of thought it was stupid at first, but then once you get playing, it's kind of fun.
Bearcats coach Todd Robertson is excited for the girls.
I'm very happy. There's been a number of girls who have had the opportunity to go overseas and play hockey, and now these girls have the chance to go over and play a different sport that is hockey related. So I'm sure they'll have a wonderful time, and I'm sure they'll show us proud.
The girls will travel to Slovakia in May for the tournament. Lane Sador, 91X Sports.
Last night in junior boys high school basketball action, the Albert College Panthers lost 51-41 to their division rival, the Greenwood Grizzlies. But as Andrew Mendler reports, the loss wasn't all that bad.
The first half of the game saw the Panthers keep pace with the Grizzlies, matching them basket for basket. The score stayed close until midway through the third quarter. That's when Greenwood shooters got hot. The Grizzlies pulled away and managed to win the game by 10 points. Greenwood's head coach Jamie Lester was impressed with the Panthers' never-say-die attitude.
They kept on playing and kept on going hard, and they were tenacious and stayed in the game and pushed us right to the end.
Albert College head coach Angela Goosey found a positive way to look at the team's loss.
Tons and tons of learning. We haven't played Greenwood yet, and so it was a good practice, good learning experience.
The Panthers' next game is Saturday at 10 a.m. when they host Trinity College. Andrew Mendler, 91X News, Belleville.
Spain's Rafael Nadal has beaten Roger Federer to reach the men's final at the Australian Open. Graeme Agars from the Associated Press brings us that story from Melbourne.
Rafael Nadal has secured his 18th win over arch-rival Roger Federer to advance to the men's final at the Australian Open. Federer began well, securing the first set in a tiebreaker, then after squandering a 4-1 lead earlier in the set. But Nadal, still playing with a heavily bandaged right knee, fought back to secure the win 6-4 in the fourth. The Spaniard now faces a 24-hour wait to see whether he'll play Novak Djokovic or Andy Murray in the finale. Graeme Agars, Melbourne.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91X weather.
Tonight, it will be cloudy. Snow beginning early this evening, then changing to rain this evening. Risk of freezing rain early this evening and snowfall amount of 2 centimeters. Temperature rising to +3 by morning. Friday, rain ending in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Temperature falling to zero in the afternoon. Friday night, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries early in the evening, and then partly cloudy. A low of minus 3. It's 0 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Renee Rogers. 91X News.